Blog Talk Radio.
9 o'clock, I dragged my good back to the station. Hello, are you there? Put this on.
I was just about to call you.
All right, then. Well, you got it. Go ahead and God bless you. You got it. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. This is Valerie coming to you once again on a Monday evening. Mm-hmm. And just giving God praise and glory, thanking him for all that he's done, all that he's doing. Welcome to the line. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Let's go before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, I thank you on tonight, Lord God. Father, I give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord. Father, we come to you with expectation, Father. We come, Father, to hear a word from the throne of God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come. Move upon every person, Lord God. Go into every home, Lord. Father, I speak peace in the name of Jesus. And that I pray, Father, for an abundance of outpouring of your loving kindness and your tender mercies, Lord. Father, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus. Welcome, 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 hearers of us who are on the line, who have come to sup with us and dine with us from the Word of God. As I come to you on tonight, the Lord placed on my heart early this morning to talk about community. And a community is a place or, as we know it, our neighborhoods specifically, where we have things in common and people in common. As the Lord was speaking to me earlier about community, I was thinking about back in the day when I'm in my 60s now. And how close-knit our communities were and how we looked out for one another. We talked about this a bit on last week about the communities and what's happening to the communities and how darkness has come into our neighborhoods. But we're not without hope when we put God in the midst of it. You see, family didn't begin with us. Family began in heaven. Family began with God. And God increased his family by creating the earth. And when he created mankind in his likeness, and in his image, he created us and our families to reflect what heaven was, just in a different place, an expansion of the love of God, his tender mercies, his kindness, his perfection, his order, the spirit of life and love. One thing that the scriptures tell us is that pure religion is this, is that we take care of the widows and the orphans. I'm going to drop a nugget right there, and I'm going to come back to that. When they came to Jesus, they asked him a question. What is the greatest commandment? And his response was, the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with your very being. Love God. The greatest commandment. And he said, but the second one is like the first. Love one another. as you love yourself. God gave us authority in the earth to care for the earth, but to care for others. And when he says that the purity of religion, or the pure religion, is to take care of the widows and the orphans. He gave me a revelation of that today that I had never even imagined or never even thought of. But he's talking about family. Because right now we're living in an age where with our natural eyes we can see that the families are broken. You have a lot of single mothers raising children. And then on the other hand, you have some single fathers raising their children, where the structure of the mother and the father, or the husband and wife, is broken down. And so many times in this particular age, marriage isn't what it used to be. He told Adam, he said, when you take care, when you, that a man should leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one. So marriage is ordained by God. A man and a woman coming together in the union and the unity of marriage to create a family is ordained by God. Children are a blessing, are the fruit of the relationship between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife. The seed producing seed that produces seed is blessed. A woman in the Old Testament or in the Bible that was barren was outcast in such a way because she could not produce or carry the seed. And then many times the womb may be closed, but we see in the lineage of Scripture that God in his infinite power would open up the womb of a barren woman that she might bear fruit, or that she might bear children. God intended for the relationship between a man and a woman to bear such fruit, because he blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So coming back to our communities, where there's so much destruction and so much breakdown of our culture, where we don't spend time with one another, we don't spend that quality time with one another. It's like we're ships passing in the night, where we come home, we go about our different ways. We don't pray together. We don't sup together. We don't communicate in such a way where we know what's going on in our lives. Husbands at work all day long. And now women that have to work, if there is such a thing as a whole family with a husband and a wife, is that by the time they get home from a hard day's work, there's no time for communication. And then you have the children, who many of them are raising themselves. And if the family is dysfunctional, as we put that label on it, it's even worse. There are so many conditions to the family now that we don't work out our problems. If it gets too hard, we just up and leave and we divorce one another, or we walk away, abandon the relationship, and we abandon our children, but we're not without hope. Many times we sit back and we may talk about the problem, but God has a solution to that. And he showed us the how we can, he said for us to be repairers of the breach, bringing restoration to the lost and the hurting. He said to take care of the widows and the orphans. Sometimes you can have a family unit with everybody living in the house, but the relationship is dead. We've allowed the relationship within the family unit to die out. And so widows just don't mean and pertain to a partner who's lost their partner in death, which we understand that to be the definition of a widow. But it also represents a dead relationship between the two, between a husband and a wife, that the relationship has died, or that one of the partners have left and abandoned the relationship. We call it divorce, but in the spirit, I heard in my spirit that that's a widow raising their children alone, working alone, hurting in silence, just trying to survive. Our elderly who are left alone when perhaps their loved one has passed on. The true widow, in respect to the definition of the word that we understand and we know, alone and afraid, even when they have children, their children are too busy with their own struggles, with their own family, with their own journey, with their own path, left alone, abandoned, hurting in silence because there's no one there to help them. But we're talking about community. And then the orphan. The revelation that I got out of orphan was bigger than just a child without a mother or a father. Or orphan, when their parents could be alive, but are not active in the lives of their children, who are not bringing the discipline and direction and the encouragement and the nurturing to their children. Sometimes it's because the parents are in so much pain. How can they nurture someone else when they need nurturing? How can they love their children in a healthy way when they themselves are feeling unloved, abandoned, hurt, despondent, struggling just to get through another day? Life is not supposed to be like that. Jesus said that I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. God patterned our lives after the kingdom of God, which is joy, peace, and righteousness in his spirit. But I say again, we are not without hope. We have a pattern. When God inspired those words to be written in the scriptures for us to read, he already knew that there would be a day. He knew that there would be a time, because sin had entered the world, that there would be a breakdown of the family, that there would be those who try to build a family, but they find themselves in a struggle, not knowing their way out. He knew this day would come. He knew that in our communities, drugs would infest our homes, that people would medicate themselves, drink themselves into oblivion to try to ease their own pain. God knew that our children would leave and run the streets and get entangled with darkness that he never intended to happen. But we're not without hope. This as the laws of this land are set up now to seem to work against us, there's still this one prayer that I'm reminded of when Jesus said to his Father, Father, I pray that they will be one as we are one. Community. One in relationship between a husband and a spouse, but one in a relationship with the community of others. See, we can help one another. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love is about action, not just talking about an issue or talking about a problem or being frustrated. Love and loving kindness come when we serve others, when we take care of the widows, when we take care of the orphans, when we go into someone's home, perhaps an elderly person who's tired and alone, and maybe bring them a meal or cut their lawn, help pick up the trash, help beautify and build up the neighborhood instead of allowing it to run down. See, we seem to think that it's not our problem, but it is. When we allow our neighbors to decline, it'll begin to run like a cancer throughout the neighborhood. You see one house falling, and then you see another. Because we all grow old. Sometimes there are those who are sick in their bodies. Everybody at some point in their lives need a helping hand. Jesus said that he was coming for a church without spot, blemish, and wrinkle, or wrinkle. But the church is not the building. The church is the people. He expected us to look after one another. Those who were in trouble. We know the story of Ananias and Sapphira. When the apostles came together in a time when they were sharing their goods so that everybody would have provision. Now we build up and we store up and we hoard up things unto ourselves as a symbol of our success. We leave our neighborhoods that we grew up in. How many times do we go back? It's one thing I said that we don't check on our parents. We're certainly not going to check on our neighbors. And I'm not saying that everybody is like that. That's no accusation. I'm trying to paint a picture of what God was showing me in my spirit to bring us to hope. A community is a collective work of everyone. Not one person with a heart, but a neighborhood of people who, when they see a problem, they come together, they reason together, they talk together, they move together, they work together to build up. Building up one another is building up God's kingdom. His word is established. The foundation was laid upon his son, Jesus Christ, who was the chief cornerstone, but God expects us to build. Not a building of brick and mortar, but building lives and building hope. And where there are fathers who are absent in the home, spiritual fathers should come forth. Spiritual brothers and sisters should come forth to help one another. Invite them into your home when the parents are away at work. If you have the time, let them play with your children. Love on them as a community. You know, there's a phrase that we often hear, or we used to hear quite often. It takes a village to raise a child. Children are becoming the product of their environment. That's just as important as coming from their home and what they are acquainted with their parents, with their mother or the father. The neighborhood can build and impart life into someone who's hurting. Community events. Social event, just a laugh or a smile or a cookout. I don't know whatever happened to those block parties. You know, when all your neighbors came together, we don't have those anymore. And when you drive down the streets, you rarely see children outside playing. Everybody's locked up in their home like we're under house arrest. It's time for us to get back into the counsel and the will of God for the lives of God's people. It doesn't matter where they're in church 7 days a week. If they don't know him, when you walk in love, they will see him and know him through you. Jesus said that we should be recognized by our love. There's pride that can be restored within our communities. And it's gotten so bad, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it's necessary. It's necessary for those who care to operate in the spirit of love and in the passion and spirit of community. We don't have to accept the way conditions are, but we can change the way they are. I had someone tell me once, he said, but you can't change the system. Why not? Why can't we change the system? We can't do it by ourselves, but collectively, we can make an impact. We can make a difference. There's a call going out to the people of God that it's time to make this world a better place. It's time to make a change. It's time to reach to new heights in God and to exercise the faith that He's given us, to walk in dominion and in power, speaking life. When we're driving down the streets, in your prayer time, in your prayer closet, in your car, we can speak life to our neighborhoods. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Prayer changes things. Prayer is a weapon, a tool, when we call upon the name of the Lord. He will hear us. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. God, give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Fill us with joy. Restore our joy. Restore our peace. Restore our passion for righteousness. Restore our hope that will not fail. Restore us, God, to walk like you, to talk like you, to be like you in character and in purpose. And in drive. Give us a heart, oh God, for your people. Give us a heart, oh God, for our children who are lost. Give us a heart, oh God, for relationships that are divided by separation and divorce. Give us a heart, God, of restoration, of life, that we speak life and not death. Bind us together as one. Wake us up, Lord God. Heal your people in the name of Jesus Christ. He said to pray without ceasing. But after we pray, we move. First, we pray. We acknowledge him in all of our ways, and we seek the God of salvation. We seek the Almighty God for instruction and direction. He said that if we call upon him, he will answer. We give God great treasure for a lost soul to come back to him when he see us working together on behalf of another, for greater love can no man can have than he will lay down his life for his friends, for his community, for his neighbors, for others, for those who are lost. Let's bear fruit. Let's come together in the spirit of unity and take our communities back and build and restore. Be repairers of the breach, for we are ambassadors of Christ. Tonight, we want this to be a little bit different than the nights before. We want the Spirit of the Lord to move in a great and mighty way. As we invited the Holy Spirit to come in, He commissioned us to pray. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I know my brothers and sisters that are on this line are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray fervently and shake heaven. Let's put darkness to flight and lift up our voices with one accord. Lift up our hearts with one accord and take back our position. Let's take dominion. Let's take our neighborhoods and our children back by force. So if anybody wants to start and lead in prayer, let's spend some time in prayer.
Kiro satan de ro kra re tar ho lembo popasan de yo krahan re to ho da pa nom pa koso te ti de yo kro de da de basikrio le ro ta pa sa karion de he ta ho lamba ko ne he ta entam ta ho ho papasata ha Le Kuran de he Chakuro, Le Barasso, Le Koron de he Karo Sandrie Karara Sihir, Le Popo Sandrie Koro is Bahandrio Kuran de Si, Le Mopo Sandrie to Hota Sakalendrio, Le Popo Sandrio Koran de Yorander Bisikirio, Le To So Koriande, Le Mama Sandrio Kara Sandrie to Hundre, Lamba Kosondrio Koron de So Koriander Si. Lame of a sandri to Holland, Yakum de Hea, Lande Yokohandiande, Sikum of a sandri etata, Lande Popo Sandri Okara Sandria, Leto Sabe Papayan de Cote, Titiota, Toya, Tatoya, Tatoya, Lame of a sandri etoa, Lambe Kohum de Hita Sandri Okorander, Sikriandre, Lande Korander, Sikriandra. Lema papa sandri okora sandriata. Lema papa sandriata no. La koron de hisa. Na koron de hisa kore sandri ekora. La koron de repa papa sa. Le korora. Le koror sa rebitisa. Lamba kosu de di okoron de rianda no. Lamba kosu de di okoron de risi. Le papa sandri ekoran de risa. La papa sori. No. And Father, let your Holy Spirit fall upon us all this night, that we might serve you. Father, the interpretation that we might serve you, that we might lift up your name above all names. Your name is above every name. By lifting up your name, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify your name. We thank you for all the things that you have done for us. From the rising of the sun to the setting where we are right now, you're God all by yourself. And then, Father, we want to come back and take your word. You said in your word, your word has been spoken. And we know your word. We live by your word. We don't have nothing to fight against each other. We want to take back our community. We want to take it back by force. For the word says, the violent take it by force. We're going to get violent. We're going to get violent in our prayer time, in our loving time, in our association time. We're going to get violent, full of violence. Violence, 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 violence. Because the enemy comes, we take it back by violence. And then, Father, I pray this day for Houston, Texas. Not only for Houston, Texas, but I pray for every community that's near and far, that you will let the Holy Spirit move upon us all this night, Father. That we call upon you this night, Father. We just declare and decree your word. For your word says, can you wait upon the Lord? We wait upon you, Father. For you say, you have something in store for all that can call upon you. We call upon you, Father. I remember your word. You said, I am the Lord thy God to give you power to get well. Well, Father, you said give us power to get well, because in giving that wealth, help us to get money, position, this, that, and the other in the life we're now living, Father. There are some out there that are sick. There are some out there that don't understand the moon. But we know it's the enemy. We know it's the spirit of Jezebel. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And for that, we said, thank you, Father. We thank you for everything you're doing for us tonight, Father. And then, Father, when the enemy tried to declare that our block already wasn't back in order, you just come along and show not so. Here we are once again calling on your name, Father. I want to thank you this night, Father. I want to thank you this night, Father. Not for me, but for everybody. I believe that we're saved. But I want to have a closer walk with you, Father. A closer walk with you. So I can see the fire from heaven come down. As I saw the rain last night, the thunder, heard the thunder, saw the lightning. I want to see your word more perfumed, Father. I ask you for the fullness of the Holy Ghost in our lives, Father. For those on the prayer line with us, for those who listen far and near, Father. I want to just say thank you. Thank you. And those who don't want to get on the line of prayer, Father, that's their problem, not our problem. But we open our mouth. It says, you, Jesus, said, and he lifted up his eyes, and he opened up his eyes. You open up your eyes, and you pray. Your eyes will never close, even to the day of death. Your eyes will never close, Father. And for this, I want to say thank you this night. I want to praise you, Father. I want to love you. I want to honor you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Yes.
Lord, we give you praise. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for you say we're two or more gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing on anything that you should be in the midst of us, O Lord God. We thank you, Father, for being in our presence, Lord God, for allowing us and accepting us into your presence, Father. And, Father, as we come, Lord God, we lift up our neighborhoods, God. We lift up family, Lord God. Father, we pray that there be restoration in the home, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for a generation, Lord God, of holiness, Lord God, of healing, Lord God, of righteousness, Father. Father, we take back our neighborhoods by force, Lord God. And, Father, as we walk in your divine ways, Lord God, we pray that your will be done, Father. In heaven as it is in earth, Lord God, in earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. Father, I thank you that you're bringing kingdoms together, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your righteousness shall be established in the earth, Lord God. As the earth is groaning and waiting for the sons of men to come forth in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, restore the homes, Lord God. May healing come to the family, Lord God. To the father, to the mother, to the sons and daughters, Lord God. Father, we pray and we ask you, Father, to heal our family, to heal our land. Lord God, anything that we've said, anything that we've done, Lord God, that has been displeasing to you, God. Father, we repent now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, if there's any unclean thing within our hearts, oh Lord God, we ask that you will purge and you will purify us, Lord God, that we will be the vessels, Lord God, that you use, Father. Father, give us ears to hear, oh God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and eyes to see, Father. See into the hearts of men, Lord God. And Father, I pray for wisdom, Lord, that you would give us wisdom in how to reach, Lord God, how to teach, Father, how to build up what has been torn down, God, how to restore, Father, what has been destroyed, You said for us to be repairers of the breach, Lord God. You said for us, Lord God, to be bridges, Lord God, of hope, Lord God. Father, you said for us to represent you, Lord, and you said for us to walk in love, God, and in power of your spirit. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you would unite us, God, as you prayed already, Lord, that we would be one, Father. Give us oneness and singleness, Lord God, of vision and of hope, Lord. Not losing our hope, Father, by the things that we see in the natural, but restore the passion within us, Lord God, that we can speak life, that we can declare life, God. That our faith will not fail, Lord God, and our trust and our belief is in you and you alone, Lord. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Move across this land, Lord God. People are hurting and people are dying. Give us, Lord God, what we need, Lord. The places that we have left, Father. Send us back, Lord God, to broken people and broken lives with an answer, Father. Father, use us, Lord God, in this hour as you will, Lord, as your will. May we be beacons of light upon our jobs, Lord God, when we walk into stores, Lord God, as we go about our daily business, Father. Let us tune in, Lord God, and keying in on someone who needs you, Father, someone who's desperate, Lord God, someone who's lost. Jesus, you said that you came not for those who were okay, but you came to seek and save that which is lost, Lord. We're your vessels tonight. We're your children tonight. And we're calling upon your name, O God, because we believe in your name. You said that if we would lift up your name, Lord God, that you would draw all men unto you, Father. Father, we pray for life. Lord God, we hear, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that the blood of many are crying out to you, Father. And so, Father, we who are alive are crying out to you as well, Lord God, that people will be set free, that deliverance will be our portion, Father. Deliver the homes, Lord God. All right, Yeshe. Deliver the families, Lord God. Break every fetter. Break every yoke. Destroy every yoke of bondage and deception that the enemy has spoken into the lives of people. Break the darkness, Lord God. May your light shine forth like a brand new day, God, into the lives of your people, Lord. I pray for strength in the name of Jesus. That you will strengthen our homes, Lord God. Renew our values, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Show us the way, Father, and we shall follow. Breta la masondoro bokoria, tanda la mamashi itero boko soho. We pray for peace in the land, God. Father, I give you glory. Haya raba sanda la mamashehe. Brikondo Rama Hai Edabasanda la Mamashi Edaboko Lelarana Moshande Bratanda la Mamasondo Roboko Sambra Mahaya Brekodo Boko Lebehi Idabara Handara Mamasonde Brakanda la Mamasanda Mamasanda Mamasi. Father, I pray for those, Lord God, the laborers, Lord God, who are out in the field, those who are working, Father, on your behalf, God. Those, Lord God, the kingdom builders, Lord God, I pray I lift them up, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, and equip them, Lord God. Provide every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Breka la mama sonda la mama si et la baba sonde. God, I pray for your intercessors, O Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that there'll be awakening on the inside of us, Lord God. That we will wake up praying, Lord God. We will lie down praying, Lord God. That we will seek your face and we will pray without ceasing, Lord God. That your will be done, Father. Help us today, God. Save us, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord God, from all evil, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for our sons and I pray for our daughters. I pray, Lord God, for generations yet to come, Father. I cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ and I speak life, Lord.
Oh, by Adabasondara Mama Erabasande. Annihilate sickness and disease, O Lord God. Father, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Empower our words, Lord God, that when we speak, the enemy has to flee, Lord God, and that grace and mercy may come in, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I give you glory. I give you honor and I give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
I just want to praise God tonight. I just love the Lord. I thank God for his grace and his mercy. No, we're not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. We're not ashamed of the gospel. We will lift up the name of Jesus according to his will and his purpose. Yes, we pray and ask the Lord, Lord, bring your churches together, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they may be the community, they may be the bride that you are seeking, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you to purify the branches, dear Lord God, that are still on the vine. Purify them, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they may go forth and bear fruit. Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, because we know what you have for us, Father. We know what you have for the saints, dear Lord. We ask that, Father, that you bless us, that we may go forth and that our light may shine. Father, we give glory and honor to your name tonight. Father, we cast down every stronghold, dear Lord God. We come in the name of Jesus, Father, casting down everything that is not like you. Everything, Father, in the name of Jesus that is not like you. Father, that your people may be healed, delivered, and set free. They may be restored in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory tonight because we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Orandri si criopara, lepoco for sandri ecora, lambico hota tata satiataha, lepoco for sandri asata, and you poom de sacriandria, lepoco for sandri acoto, lepodo seki ante. Thank you, Father, once again for this opportunity. And then, Father, there are many who were calling upon your name tonight, but it's you, Father. We just give you, we thank you, Father. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit fall upon everyone that's on the prayer line tonight, on this radio station, that across the nation. We pray for America. We pray for South America. We pray for people in the Middle East. We pray for Israel. We pray this day, Father, that your word be fullness. And then, Father, for the baby that's coming through the wombs of a woman that they be born, Father, I want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that your word is your will and your will is your word. I want to thank you, Father, what you said to us today. I want to thank you, Father, for you bring us to a place called there. There you meet us, there you talk to us, there you show us your will, and there you bring us to a place where we can all come together. And then, Father, because we're living in the last days of life, and Father, I want to thank you for you healing my body when it was cancer. Cancer attacked my body, but you got it cancer free. You got my heart, my blood free. Everything about my body, because you said, I sent my word and I healed them. In other words, you sent your word and you healed me. And you say, Korandere, Sikri, O Korandere, Lapiko Hondere, Yatata, Le Korandere, Sikri, O Korandere. Now, and then, Father, there are some out there in the world right now supposed to be in the body of Christ with their playing game. We're not playing a game. We know the seriousness of it, Father. We know there are some who are sick, Father. There are some who need us right now. As my sister was praying, Father, there are some we could visit. Some to come by the house and say hello to. Somebody will say thank you, Father. Somebody somewhere out there, some woman out there don't have a place to stay. Some men don't have a place to stay. Some in prison right now, Father. Some are dying right now. Some are in action right now, Father. Some things that are going on right in America, right in Houston, Texas, Father. And Father, I ask you to let that Holy Ghost Let that revival, revival, revive, 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 revive us, Father, that we might do your will, not the will of a man, not concerning what a man say, but your will. Because, Father, you took the man. You took that man and told him to hide himself from that evil one. He hid himself. When he came back, he spoke, Father, of your word. And he says to that evil one, and then Father also practices the witchcraft. They're going to be destroyed. So those out there, the men who are going with men and women with women, they're going to be attacked by the sweetness of their life, Father. But Father, we come before them right now, and we cast the net for them to pull them out of darkness, pull them to the marvelous life, Father. I want to thank you for the speech that you've given me to prove myself, Father. This night I want to say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise your name, hallelujah, hallelujah. When my friend was on the earth, Father, Dr. Marvel, when Rob Wright was on the Maushan, me and I would spend hours and hours in prayer. But right now, Father, I'm trying to progress to that same place, Father. Here we are standing, Father, on two floors. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Woo. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Kiko Rasa. Mama Baba Sunday. Baba Sunday. Jesus said, can you not pray with me for 1 hour? I've learned what it means to pray 1 hour to you, Jesus, to be in your presence 1 hour. 1 hour is like 1,000 years. Andri hod andri yokor andri. Na konde ta da sandri yokora. Ne no 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 so. Dude ao ne yo te ro de yo ta 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 yo ta. Ne ko to so ko. Nande ko. I pray for my son. I pray for my daughter. I pray for my son in law. I pray for my daughter. I pray for my grandson. I pray for my aunt and uncle. I pray for the poor and near. I pray that your name. What on the seek you? I pray for my neighbors. I pray for the evil intention that's going into the land, Father. But, Father, I know what you have said to us believers. You say you've given us power. You've given us authority. We have the faith to believe, and we take your faith and we stand up against the darkness. But Satan has lost his battle. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have eternal. And that eternal life is embedded with us, Father. And we just declare it. Some of us have different. We're in the fivefold ministry. Some of us are pastors. Some of us are prophets. Some of us are evangelists. Some of us are good out there, Father. Some of us are just teachers. Some of us are doing your will. But it's your will that's being done, Father. It's your will, Father. Yeah. Father, we got some people right here. We got some people out on the line somewhere. We're trying to reach them, Father. Over there in South America, Father, there's a big war going on, Father. There's a war going on in Israel, Father. There's a war going on in the White House. There's a war going on in both of the chambers, Father. There's a war going on, Father. But you say you give us power to destroy that war by your word. Yeah. You said, speak my word. Speak your word. We speak your word. We send out through the airways, Father. We're not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not trying to build myself because I know I am. I am a son of God. 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 And if a son of God, the same right that Jesus has, I have. I can do God more than the high. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And now, Father, somebody out there right now needs a healing right now. Somebody needs a healing right now, Father. Somebody needs a healing right now in the name of Jesus. Well, I know they need a healing right now, Father. And, Father, we've invited many to come. Some won't come. Some got their own. We're not trying to please nobody. We're not trying to please anybody. But I want to thank you, Father. I pray for my wife, Father. I pray for you this, oh, my son, Mariota. For Father, you said to men, men, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Men don't want to love their wives, but trying to become like a woman. But I ask you this night, Father. I ask you this night. Oye, Andre, he sakore Andre, ah. De popo san, de okora. Oh, God, a hundred, de okora, Andre. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray for Mr. Wu. I pray for him, Father. I pray for my sister. I pray for the sister. I pray for him, Father. The man who came to my house and cooked that food that night, he had a big meeting at my house. I want to thank you for him, Father. I pray you will strengthen him, mind, body, and soul, Father. Not so much what I want, but what your desire in him. What you put in all of us, Father, won't succeed just flowing, Father. For you said it's world without end, Father. And I know what you've been showing me. You've been showing me as I walk by faith and talk by faith and live by faith, faith is embodied in me. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Willie, thank you for Willie. Thank you, Willie. Thank you for him, Father. Thank you, Willie. Thank you for him, Father. Thank you for Pastor Gregory. Thank you for him, Father. Thank you for all those, Father. Thank you for those. Some I have to pull away from. Some I have to just love and leave. But I want to thank you this night, Father. I don't know, Father, but your will has been done tonight. Your will has been done. For two or three of them together in my midst, in the midst there you be. And we're in your midst tonight. We're in your midst tonight, Father. We're looking not for the shining stone, but we are the shining stone. We're not looking for the gold. We are the gold. We're not looking for the silver. We are the silver. While we go, Father, I want to say thank you. And then, Father, the more we come closer to you, closer to you, closer to you, the more you just chuck on us, on the, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And Father, I pray for the soldiers. I pray for those who've gone out to stand on the battlefield. And then, Father, those who have some out there in the VA, Father, they got all kind of issues, Father. But I ask you to let the angels come down and visit them, Father. But what, Father, you said in your word, you give us angels to watch over us. And then, Father, I ask you angels stand in my house tonight, stand around my house every day. Stand around us, those on the prayer line, Father. For the angels are there for the protection of us. And you sit them, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Our God, an awesome God, our God.
Yes,
isn't awesome.
Yes,
our God is an awesome God. Our God. When I prayed for the rain to change, I told people 3 days ago for the rain. I said, "As the rain coming, it's not gonna be the one we want, but it's gonna shower this earth. It's gonna make for sure all that stuff coming from Africa. They're gonna God's gonna clean the air for us. God has a way of cleaning us by the prayers. God is in heaven right now, looking up on us right now. My children, my children, my children." And God say, laugh at all the things that the enemy tries against us, Father. You said you laugh at them. He let that happen, and we thank you, Father. Now, some won't come on the line. Some got their own standard, but we still love them. We're not upset with them, Father, because the work you have set before us, we're going to do it. Regardless, we're going to do it. Our work is the work. You say it. When you put your hand to the plow and look back to that word of the kingdom, and that's your word, not me. You said when we put our hand to the plow, to the full plow, and begin to plow up that earth. We're not going to say, well, some coming at 1 o'clock, some come in the early morning, some come. But, Father, we all got the same blessing, the same love, the same love, affection for you, the same, oh, yes, I love you so much, Father. I just blow kisses at you. I blow kisses to you, Father. Yes, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I know that some, according to the book of Hebrews, that some standing and waving up there in heaven and said, hey, y'all down there, come on, you can make it. Father, we can't see them, but they can see us. We can't hear them, but they can hear us. But I want to thank you this night, Father. I want to thank you this night, Father, for for the healing of our bodies like never before. The healing of us, the 39 is going to attack us. But you're giving us the will, the power, the influence to attack it back in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. What God does, but I want us to be on the radio time to have prayer, because it's time for prayer. It's time to let the devil know we're not standing for this junk. We're not standing for
Amen.
It.
Amen.
That's good and not enough. No, no more.
Amen.
No more. I don't care what kind of gift you got. If your gifts don't coincide with the Holy Ghost, it's no good. I'm telling you what I know, what I've experienced. No matter what you got to say. If it don't coincide with the Holy Ghost, they're no good. God don't need it. God looking He's looking for soldiers. Soldiers who are not afraid. Can do like they did those who can lap water like a dog. Those are the ones you want in the war. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the doctor. Thank you for Dr. McCall. Thank you for Vera. Thank you, Father, for those on the line with us. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, we just
thank you
for holding. Yeah. And, Father, we know that money flowing out down to our way. Money flowing out down our way, Father. But, Father, I want to thank. I know this is the enemy, the attack of the enemy again. Keep trying to do it because the minute we shift the gears on him. And he don't understand how to get to us. We shift the gear. We don't put the gear in, not in neutral. We put it in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost gear. And the Holy Ghost comes down. Amen, amen. Thank you. What a soul. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Holy Ghost.
Amen. If we can just see the Holy Ghost holding this world back from God has got the Holy Spirit holding this world back while we fight the good fight of faith. But when God calls the Holy Ghost is going to just get up and move out. And those who are left behind, what happened? He come to get the Holy Ghost. He said, it's time for me to go and get my children. Oh, it's time to go and get my children. He's coming back to get us. So take us home. The shouting of a moment of an hour, we shall be transformed. Yes, Lord. And as the old song will say, walk with me, Lord, while I walk this tedious journey. Walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me.
Hallelujah. You walk with my mother. Walk with me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Walk with my sister.
Walk with me, Lord. While I'm on this tedious journey, we got to learn how to love each other. Love grounds our ignorance. Love grounds our stupidity. Love grounds our understanding. Love. Thank you, Father.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, we got about 22 minutes left. Anybody want somebody to say? Now we just do it. Come back over next time and hear another person. Got the word for tomorrow night. We move forward. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know the Holy Ghost is moving like never before.
Yes, He is.
I watch. I knew, I saw, I'm watching. Things are happening right
yeah.
now. Things yeah. are happening right now.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
The Bible
Amen.
Says,
Amen.
The Bible says when Jesus come back, there's going to be two standing. One's going to be left, one is going to be taken on to be with the Lord. I want to be by
That's
myself
right.
when Jesus comes. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah, y'all not here,
Come
man.
On.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Thank you, Father. And then, Father, let the anointing breathe upon us. Like you said in the 17th chapter of John, Father, if everybody can read that word and understand what Jesus said, Father, the hour has come. This hour has come that he be glorified. He said, through us, that we might do the same thing he did. Oh, my Lord, I love you so much, Father. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is moving. He is moving. Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Well, if anybody has another statement, I'm going to go ahead and shut it down now. We got it back running up, and I'll be sure to be back on tomorrow night. But with a different person speaking. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you until we meet again. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Amen.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.